It's Thursday, March 2nd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The new national cyber strategy is released and declares ransomware a threat to national security and looks to shift liability. The RSPA Retail IT Channel KPI study is out, revealing a record-high transition to as-a-service, and the U.S. economy. Inflation stays high, recession is needed for a target, and tech wages are dropping. This is the business of tech. I mentioned the update expected for the National Cyber Strategy earlier in the week. It was released today. It's a 40-page document providing a roadmap for new laws and regulations to fight cyber threats. It's intended as a 10-year plan, not an instant change. The strategy declares ransomware a, quote, threat to national security, public safety, and economic prosperity, and is intended to allow more intelligence community resources against the threat. The plan is built around five basic pillars: minimum cybersecurity requirements for critical infrastructure, offensive cyber actions against hackers and nation states, shifting liability onto software manufacturers, diversifying and expanding the cyber workforce, and continuing to build international partnerships. Of note for MSPs, mentioned by name in the document, quote, the federal government will also deepen operational and strategic collaboration with software, hardware, and managed services providers with the capability to reshape the cyber landscape in favor of greater security and resilience. This is part of the second pillar. Let's also highlight the intention to shift liability for software vulnerabilities onto manufacturers. This has been previewed earlier in the week in a speech by CISA Director Jen Easterly. The question is how officials would determine who was responsible for product vulnerabilities with thousands of components. White House officials made clear that they did not want to punish underfunded open source developers, instead shifting the responsibility onto final goods assemblers who profit from the software. Why do we care? You should read it. It's distinctly relevant to the industry, and this is how legislation starts, with proposals by experts. If you call yourself a managed services provider, the framework outlined here includes you in the responsibility for addressing the cyber threats, which leads to defining where the responsibility is. I'm in favor of the responsibility is at least shared by those who manufacture products. In the physical world, if a product is created that is unsafe, the manufacturer has responsibilities for its repair. This easily shifts to the virtual world as well, and thus it makes sense. The customer can't be wholly responsible, nor is the service provider squeezed in the middle between customers and software vendors. The 2023 RSPA Retail IT Channel KPI study is out. Here are your highlights. From the report, quote, this marks the sixth year out of seven we have recorded a decrease in the percent of reseller-only businesses, 65% in the 2022 study, 59% in 2023, and an increase in the percent of ISV and VAR hybrids, 17.0% 2022, 18.1% 2023. The makeup of the companies comprising the retail IT solution provider community has changed over the past decade, and these numbers support our thesis of a permanent shift to many VARs feeling that to grow, they need to own intellectual property through software. And, quote, the number of solution providers 100% completely transitioned to as a service hit a record high 28.6% in 2022, and survey respondents expect that figure to increase to 35.1% in 2023. A data point I noted on marketing is that the largest percentage at 41.3% spend between 1 and 4% of revenue on marketing. Why do we care? I'll start with that data point. Web Strategies reports that average marketing spending in 2018 was 7.9% of revenues, with B2B product companies spending 6.3% and B2B services companies spending 6.9%. So this industry segment spends half that, then wonders why it's not very good at marketing. I can tell you why. It's not being invested in. Let's assume that 35% conversion to as-a-service for 2023 happens. That's still just a third, not exactly blowing the doors off. It's either an opportunity for those doing as-a-service to accelerate, or for disruptors to chart other courses. Or maybe both. Let's update you on the pressures of the U.S. economy. While it was looking like it might all just work out, landing with that dream scenario of inflation falling with a strong job market, it seems prices are staying high. New data out Friday morning showed consumer spending and inflation heated up in January, and the core personal consumption expenditures price index, which excludes food and energy costs, rose 0.6% last month, the fastest since last June. Also out is a paper by economists who suggest that a mild recession will be necessary for inflation to come down to the Fed's 2% target. Also wanted to note some wage data changes. Silicon Valley and the Bay Area suffered sharp drops in average wages as the tech sector shed jobs. A recent Dice salary report shows that tech worker salaries increased by 2.3% last year. While that increase kept average salaries well above six figures, slowed down from 2021's 6.9% growth rate. Why do we care? Well, updating on the state of play. It's looking much more positive than it did 6 months ago. Every client needs cyber protection, but that doesn't mean service providers have to deploy a jumbled patchwork of solutions to get it done. Modern protection starts with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. Acronis combines backup, anti-malware, endpoint protection, management, and robust ransomware defense all from a single console. That's why successful MSPs use Acronis to generate more recurring revenue and reduce churn. It's easy to get started at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. Today, National Day of Unplugging. So, I guess, turn off the podcast and go outside? That seems reasonable. Well, I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Of the MSP Radio Network.